奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I study the Bible with you all.
今天晚上要用神所隐藏的人做题目来查考西番雅书。
Tonight I like to use a topic, a people that is treasured by God, to study the book of Zephaniah.
这是我们这几天从昨天开始的读经进度，在读小先知书里的西番雅书。
Starting from yesterday, we have started studying the minor prophet Zephaniah.
那西番雅书是一般来说我们信徒比较陌生的书卷。
And generally, we are as members not familiar with this book.
因为我们在平常聚会的时候，可能领会的人也很少用到这卷书的信息。
Because sermon speakers seldom use this book.
那除非我们自己读经的时候，我们会用心读，否则我们可能不知道西番雅书到底在说什么。
Aside from our personal Bible studies, we may not have the opportunity to understand what the message of Zephaniah is.
但其实西番雅书至少这个人是很特别的。
But Zephaniah is a very special person.
在十二卷小先知书里面，只有他这个人是王族的，是王的家庭里面的人。
Among the 12 minor prophets, he is the only one that is of royal blood.
在圣经里面，做先知的有各种不一样的职业，本来是不同的工作。有人是祭司，有人是农夫，有人是牧羊人。
In the Bible, many prophets, the prophets of the Bible have different professions, such as shepherd or
farmer.
Or farmers.
有的是祭司。
Or priests.
那有的是王的亲戚。
Some may be relatives of the king.
但是西番雅，他是真的是从大卫王这个系统下来的，跟大卫王有关系的，是王族里面的一份子。
But Zephaniah is directly related to David.
所以西番雅书一章第一节就说明他是谁。
So in the first verse, it tells us who he is.
我们看西番雅书一章第一节。
Let's turn to Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 1.
当犹大王亚门的儿子耶西亚在位的时候，神的话临到西西家的玄孙亚玛利亚的曾孙基大利的孙子古士的儿子西番雅。
The word of the Lord, which came to Zephaniah, the son of Cushi, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Hezekiah, in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah.
那这第一节就交代这一卷书它的历史背景跟它这个作者的身份。
This verse tells us the historical background as well as the background of the writer.
他是在约西亚王做王的时候被呼召做先知的。
He was called to be a prophet in the days of Josiah.
那约西亚王其实也是一样，是西西家的玄孙。
And Josiah is a descendant of Hezekiah.
所以如果从辈分上来说，西番雅跟约西亚王是同辈的。
And so Zephaniah should have been from the same generation as Josiah.
所以他们一定是有亲戚关系的人呢。
They are relatives.
那约西亚做王的时候是公元前640年到609年。
And when Josiah was king, it was from B.C. 649.
640到609.
640 to 609.
因为他这个做王的年间是很清楚的历史记录。
This is historically accurate.
那所以这个西番雅当先知呢，他是在约西亚做完了这个时间被呼召的啦。
So he was called in the days of Josiah.
那可是我们在读西番雅书的时候，我们会发现这个先知的信息一直在指责当时候百姓他们拜偶像。
But the message of Zephaniah is that of rebuke towards the people.
我们读第一章第四节、第五节你就会看到很多偶像的名字。
When you read verses 4 and 5, you'll see many names of idols.
比如说，第四节那里提到巴利，提到基马林。
For example, in verse 4, it mentions Baal.
然后到第五节提到这个马勒堪。
And in verse 5, it mentions Milcom.
那这个马勒堪，这个如果在列王记上十一章就看到，这个是亚门人的偶像。
And if you look at 2 Kings chapter 11, this Milcom is an idol of the Ammonites.
哦，这个是在 First King 哦，列王记上的。
Excuse me, First King.
所以你看到这些偶像的名字，就知道当时候百姓啊，他们对这个拜偶像的事情还蛮热衷的。
So we can see that the people were very indulgent in their idol worshiping.
那当时候整个百姓的信仰其实离开神很远了。
And the faith of the Israelites have gone very far away from God.
那可是，在约西亚这个王做王的期间，他曾经发动一次很重要的信仰复兴运动。
But during the reign of Josiah, he once initiated a great reformation.
因为当他在洁净圣殿的时候。无意当中，祭司发现了一本律法书在圣殿里面。
When he was cleaning out the temple, the priests found the book of the law.
那本律法书就是后来我们大家所读的《生命记》。
And
就当时候这个约西亚王找到的了。
The book that Josiah found was the present Deuteronomy.
那个时候这个约西亚发现这本律法书的时候，就发现对照之下才知道说他们当时候离开神的律法有这么远了。
When he saw the book of the law, he realized how far the Israelites have strayed from the law.
所以主前621年约西亚王就发动一次很重要的信仰回归的工作。
So in 621 AD, BC, Josiah initiated a great reformation.
那可是在西班牙书他这个年代里我们都没有看到有关于这件事的描述。
But throughout this book, we do not see the description of this event.
好，所以西班牙书这个先知的信息，它著作起来应该是在621年以前所发生的事。
So the book of Zephaniah would have been written before BC 621.
好，那这个就是西班牙书的历史背景。
So this is the historical background of this book.
那当时候。他在这个他这三章的信息里面呢，指出了很重要的两个信息。
Within these three chapters, there are two very important messages.
他一直在强调主神的日子。
The first is that is emphasized is the day of the Lord.
所以我们今天你昨天读第一章，今天读第二章，明天读第三章，你就一直看到主神的日子重复出现。
Yesterday we have read chapter 1, today we read chapter 2, and tomorrow we will read chapter 3. And what you will see reoccurring is a mention of the day of the Lord.
在那日，到那日，一直在强调那一天来到的时候会发生什么事情。
It keeps emphasizing on that day, the day of the Lord, something will happen.
好，那所以他提到有一个日子会来到。
It mentions that a day will come.
这个日子来到的时候就是神的审判的时候。
And this is the day of judgment.
所以它第一个重点就是有关于神的审判。
So the second point is related to God's judgment.
这就是西班牙书的两个主要重点。
These are the two main points of Zephaniah.
所以讲到主的日子，一定不会忽略西班牙书。
So when we speak of the day of the Lord, we will not leave out this book.
那有关于主的日子，它这个信息，在小先知书里面其实是常常很多人都提到的。
And actually, the day of the Lord is often mentioned among the minor prophets.
在神给百姓的信息里面，一直在强调有一个毁灭的大日会来到。
The Lord repeatedly emphasizes that there will be a day of destruction.
好，所以约珥书里面也谈到主的日子。
So the book of Joel also mentions the day of the Lord.
这是为什么？我们如果谈到主的日子的时候，常常都会引到约珥书里面去，因为他那里有关于圣灵要降临的预言。
So when we speak of the day of the Lord, we will turn to the book of Joel because it has mention of the descending of the Holy Spirit.
那可是约珥先知的时期又比较早一点。
But Joel was at an earlier time period.
好，那西班牙书 的信息是比较在犹大要亡国之前，所以620几年的时候比较后期发生的事。
But the book of Zephaniah was written towards the latter days of the kingdom of Judah.
那时候他们在预告了这个灭亡，其实在历史上就是指着他们不久之后会看到那个巴比伦帝国大军入侵犹大国。
And the day of judgment that is mentioned is the foretelling of the coming of Babylon.
那这个巴比伦，这个他们的大军呢，非常的凶猛。那这个就是哈巴谷先知书里面第一章里面所预告的，哇，那个很快又很强，然后。 又很残忍的那一群军队。
And the book of Habakkuk speaks of how great and how strong and how frightening the army of Babylon will be.
那因为哈巴谷先知他的信息又在西班牙先知之后了。
And Habakkuk is actually after Zephaniah.
哦，所以西班牙先知那个时候同时期的人就是耶利米先知、哈巴谷先知以及纳洪先知。
And at the same time as Zephaniah were Jeremiah and Habakkuk.
哎，纳洪，纳洪。
Nahum.
哦，那这三个人基本上在他们那个时候都是同时期的先知。
These three people were of the same era as Zephaniah.
那我们就可以对照说，你看看耶利米书、看哈巴谷书、看纳洪书，他其实都在指着这个即将要来临的大毁灭。
Looking at Jeremiah, Habakkuk, and Nahum, they all speak of the great destruction that is to come.
就当时候历史上来说，他们在预告啊，这个敌人的入侵。
They foretell of the coming of their enemies.
但对我们今天来说，我们看到这个预告，就是耶稣基督的第二次再临的最后大审判。
But from our perspective, it is the great judgment of Christ.
好，所以西班牙书啊，这个就是它的背景。
This is the background of Zephaniah.
那西班牙这个人啊，这个人物啊，他既然是王族的人啊，他这个名字是什么意思呢？
And since Zephaniah is of royal blood, what does his name mean?
就好像我们查过哈巴谷书啊，哈巴谷这个名字什么意思？
And we have studied the book of Habakkuk. What does Habakkuk mean?
哦，这个，因为这个名字，先知的名字跟他要讲的信息都有关系的。
Because the name of the prophet is closely related to his message.
哈巴谷的意思就是拥抱的意思，拥抱。
Habakkuk means to embrace.
那所以哈巴谷先知啊，他是拥抱神又拥抱人的先知。
Habakkuk is a prophet who embraces God and men.
他是站在人的立场，替百姓在问神一些他们不了解的问题。
He stands on the perspective of men to ask of God things that men do not understand.
但是哈巴谷先知又是一个跟神很亲密的先知，所以他什么事情都会去拥抱神呢、啊，去把神的脚抱住，然后问神说为什么会这样子。
But he is also a prophet who loves men very much, so he asks God and embraces the angles of God.
好，所以他什么事情都会祷告。
And everything he prays.
所以你看哈巴谷书啊。三章里面就讲三次祷告。
In Habakkuk, in the three chapters of Habakkuk, there is mentioned three prayers.
每一章都在讲祷告。
There is a prayer mentioned in every chapter.
在祷告里面，他接受了神的旨意，他看到了神的拯救，哇，他非常的喜乐，得到力量。
He receives the will of God and he is joyful.
啊，所以这个就是哈巴谷书拥抱的意思。
And this is the book of Habakkuk to embrace.
那西班牙书呢？是西班牙这个名字就是神所隐藏的。
And the book of Zephaniah, the name Zephaniah means one who is hidden in God.
被神所藏起来的人。
One who is hidden by God.
那会被神所藏起来的，一定是神认为很宝贵，神才要藏。如果不宝贵，就把它丢掉了，还会把它藏起来吗？
If one is considered very, if one is hidden by God, he must be very treasured by God.
就好像今天如果我们家里的垃圾，你绝对不会把它藏在你的那个柜子里面的。
For example, if you keep trash, if we have trash, we would not keep it in the cupboard.
你如果是垃圾的话，你已经把它丢到垃圾桶里面去，拿到外面去丢掉。
If we have trash, we'll throw it out.
但是如果是你认为很宝贵的，你很珍爱的。你一定把它收得非常好，把它藏在最隐秘的地方、最安全的地方，不可以被偷走的。
But we will always hide the most precious in the safest spot.
所以要成为神所隐藏的人，一定是神所珍贵的。
To become hidden by God, we must be treasured by God.
所以西班牙的意思就是神所隐藏的。
So the meaning of Zephaniah is one who is hidden by God.
那我们就知道这个人在神眼中是非常有价值的。
And we can see that this man is of great value in the eyes of God.
所以今天我们在读这一卷西班牙书的时候，我们一定要看到这个重点，我们要成为神所珍贵的人。
So today when we read the book of Zephaniah, we must see this main point to become one who are treasured in the eyes of God.
如果我们是神所宝贵的，神愿意把我们隐藏起来的人。
If we are treasured before the eyes of God.
那这样子，我们不管在什么情况里面都可以放心。
Then in every situation, we don't have to worry.
即使在即将要来临的这个大 这个末日，这个主的大日，很可怕的日子啊，都放心，就心可以安了。
And even in the great day of judgment of devastation, our hearts can be at ease.
所以神要把我们隐藏。
Because God will hide us.
那这个，所以西班牙他这个人，他现在所讲的信息，就是要强调我们要怎么样成为在主的大日来临的时候，成为被神所隐藏的人。
The message of Zephaniah is to teach us how we can become people who are hidden by God in the day of the Lord.
可是先知的本色，这个先知的工作本身，就是要替神去警戒当世代的人。
But the work of the prophet is to admonish the people.
你看现在神把他的话临到这个人，用意在哪里？
What is the purpose of God giving His words into the heart of a prophet?
就是要他成为神家里的守望者。
It is so he can become an overseer in the house of God.
就是要替神去警告恶人要回转。
He is to warn people that the evil must turn back.
那义人呢？要持守住他的义，义人不可以跌倒。
And the righteous should not fall.
如果义人跌倒，他以前所做的义就没有效了。
If the righteous fall, then the righteousness that he has performed before accounts to nothing.
但是如果恶人听到神的警告会改变，那么他过去的恶就可以被神赦免。
But if a wicked man, when he hears the warning of God, repents from his sins, then he will be shown mercy.
所以神的话临到西班牙，意思就是要他成为百姓的守望者。
The purpose of Zephaniah is so he can be the watchman.
那这个就是要替神来传达信息。
And he is relaying the message in place of God.
那通常神要先知去讲这个信息，就是当时候在神眼中百姓他们已经离开神太远了。
God wanted Zephaniah to give this message because in God's eyes he sees that the people have wandered far away.
他们如果没有回转，他们肯定灭亡。
If they don't turn back, then they will definitely be destroyed.
但是神他不愿意看到他所特别拣选的百姓灭亡。
But God does not want to see the chosen people destroyed.
他要借这个先知来让众百姓可以醒悟啊。
He wants to awaken his people through the prophet.
那当时候西班牙他蒙召的时候，他那个世代的人是过什么样的日子呢？
When Prophet Zephaniah was called, what kind of lifestyle did the people around him live?
我们在读先知书的时候，一定要去注意他当时候社会情况是如何，他们的信仰背景是怎么样，他们到底是敬拜神呢，还是离开神的？
When we read the prophets, we must know what is the background and the condition of the society and the faith of the people at the time.
那我们从这个先知的信息里面，一定会看到这个线索啊。
And we will see.
我们会看到这个 clue， 就是这些信息一定会隐藏在里面的。
And this message will be implied.
我们就你不需要去看很多很多的什么参考书，你才能够知道背景。不需要，你只要看圣经，你就知道当时候是怎么样一个社会了。
We do not have to read many study books on the Bible to understand this, but we can understand this through reading the Bible.
只要把圣经多读几次，我们就看出来了。
As long as you read it a couple of times, you'll understand.
我们现在看第三章第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 3, verse 1.
当时候的社会是怎么样的社会？
What kind of society was it?
三章第一节。
3, verse 1.
这悖逆污秽欺压的城有祸了。
Woe to her who is rebellious and polluted, to the oppressing city.
这个城是当时候的圣城。
This city was the holy city.
是悖逆的，是污秽的，是欺压的。
It is rebellious and defiled.
第二节。
Verse 2.
他不听从命令，不领受训诲，不倚靠神，不亲近他的神。
She has not obeyed his voice. She has not received correction. She has not trusted in the Lord. She has not drawn near to her God.
这样一个社会，跟我们今天其实也差不了多少。
And this society is actually pretty similar to ours.
我们今天多少人会听神的命令？
How many of us today listen to the commandments of God?
哪些人真的会甘心领受神的训诲？
And who willingly receives God's admonition?
我们在这个社会里面多少人遇到问题的时候真的会倚靠神？
How many of us, when we encounter troubles, rely on God?
很少。
Very few.
有谁会真的花时间去亲近神？
Who spends time to draw themselves near to God?
只有真的在神眼中是圣民的人才有可能。
Only the holy people of God.
那 这些人这样一个城这样一个民他们当时候是什么表现呢
And what was the actions of this people and this nation
第三节
Verse 3
他中间的首领是咆哮的狮子他的审判官是晚上的豺狼一点食物也不留到早晨
3. Her princes in her midst are roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves that leave not a bone till morning.
哇，这要讲他的政治性的首领是狮子，是咆哮的，是很凶猛的。
Her princes are roaring lions.
凶猛是对自己的百姓，但是对敌人哦，就一点声音也没有。
And they are roaring lions towards their own people, but not towards their enemies.
所以基本上这是没有用的。
So generally, this is no use.
审判官是晚上的豺狼。
Her judges are evening wolves.
所以表示说他是贪得无厌的，一点食物都不留到早晨，能够吞吃的全部吞吃光光。
He is very selfish. He leaves no food till the morning.
那就知道说当时候社会没有公义的。
So that means that there's no justice in society.
你有什么冤屈，你不要想要去找审判官，然后让你主帮你主持公道了。
And if you have troubles, you will not meet with a judge.
那活在这个社会的人真的是很悲哀啊。
So the people living in this society are very sorrowful.
如果是弱势人，就是死路一条。
And there's only one way, and that is death.
好，第四节。
Verse 4.
他的先知是虚浮诡诈的人，他的祭司啊亵渎圣所，强解律法。
Her prophets are insolent, treacherous people. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They have done violence to the law.
啊，这个是看到他们当时的信仰。
And we see the condition of their faith.
先知是虚浮诡诈的人呢、啊。
Their prophets are insolent, treacherous people.
那就知道说当时的百姓，他们是怎么样一群百姓呢
？And from this we can see what kind of people they were.
也就是说，他们所追求的就是虚浮的荣耀，就是诡诈了。他一点也不诚实了。
What they pursue is deception.
所以先知也不会很真诚的去传讲神的讯息。
So even the prophets will not willingly give the message of God to the people.
那先知当然讲的话就要讨好百姓喽。
And of course the prophets will gain favor with the people.
那所以他这个就是他没有办法真的讲出神的信息，这个就是全部都把它改过的。
He cannot fully convey the message of God.
那当然神的命令百姓就不能知道。
And God, the people will never know God's commandments.
即使听到了也听错。
Even if they hear it, they mishear it.
那祭司是亵渎的人呢
？And the priests are ones who pollute the sanctuary.
祭司应该是要尊重神，要为百姓赎罪，然后要保持圣洁的。
Priests were to respect God and to pray for the people and to be sanctified.
但是他反过来亵渎圣所，就是把这个拜神的事情当作随便。
But rather, they have polluted the sanctuary.
然后祭司本来应该是要教导百姓神的律法的。
They were to teach the people the law.
但是他现在强解律法，就是用他自己的意思去解释。
But they have interpreted the law according to their own will.
所以不是在执行神，不是在教导。百姓尊重神，而是在教导百姓怎么样远离神。所以祭司越多，百姓越犯罪。
They don't teach the people how to draw themselves near to God, but to lead they lead the people away from God.
这就是当时候他们所处的社会。
This is the society that they lived in.
那现在西班牙当先知，他要去警告他们。
Now Zephaniah is a prophet, and he will warn them.
所以他警告的时候，你看他所用的口气都非常的严厉。
And his tone is very harsh.
因为他自己本身，他在这个贵族当中啊，他知道这些人在想什么。
Because he lives among nobles and he knows their thoughts.
所以他讲起话来就很直接。
So he is very blunt.
他要这些人真的能够知道自己错。
He wants the people to know that they are wrong.
所以这个西班牙先知啊，你就知道这个人一定很正直，很刚正了哈，就是说他绝对对错绝对。不会扭曲的，正对跟错不会扭曲的。
Zephaniah is very just.
他这个人，他对这个恶的事情跟对有关于神的事情就非常认真了。
And he is very diligent when it comes to the law.
那可是这个先知他也不是都是这样子硬邦邦的人呢。
But the prophet is not a hard-hearted person.
因为他的名字 已经在说明他是被神所用、被神所宝贵的人。
Because his name tells us that he is one who is treasured by God.
所以他除了在宣告这个神的警告的信息之外，他另一方面他一定要让百姓看到神的爱以及神所给他们的盼望。
So aside from proclaiming God's warning, he must allow the people to see God's love and His mercy.
所以第三章十四节，我们就看到他在歌颂神的恩典。
So in chapter 3 verse 14, we see that he is praising the mercy of God.
这通常都是先知他最后会表现出来的很温柔的一面。
And this is the gentle side that the most prophets will convey.
十四节说，锡安的民啊，应当歌颂，应歌唱；以色列啊，应当欢呼；耶路撒冷的民啊，应当满心欢喜快乐。
14. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem.
十五节，主已经除去你的刑罚，赶出你的仇敌，以色列的王主在你中间，你必不再惧怕灾祸。
15. The Lord has taken away your judgments. He has cast out your enemy. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall see disaster no more.
那他一直在强调主要来拯救。
He keeps repeating that God will bring salvation.
最后他们能够得胜，所以应该满心欢喜快乐。
They will be victorious and they have joy in their hearts.
跳过去看第十七节。
Let's look at 17.
主你的神是施行拯救、大有能力的主，他在你中间必因你欢欣喜乐，默然爱你，且因为你喜乐而欢呼。
The Lord your God in your midst, He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing.
好，你看他这里看到这个神啊，他在描述神会因为百姓改变而欢喜快乐。
He describes that God will be joyful over the repentance of His people.
神是愿意施行拯救的神哦。
Because God is one who is willing to give His salvation to
people. 大有能力的，所以再怎么强的敌人，只要神出手，都不用担心。
He is mighty, so He will overcome any enemy.
他说他在你们中间必因为你欢欣喜乐了。
He will rejoice over you with gladness.
神的爱，他说神默然爱你。
He will quiet you with His love.
所以神默默的爱他的百姓。
God loves quietly loves His people.
那这个默然的爱表现在哪里
？And where is this quiet love manifested?
表现在神的处罚上面呢
？It is manifested in God's punishment.
因为神爱他的百姓，所以他才派这些军队啊，外族啊，来修理他们，要他们回转。
Because he loves his people, God sends foreign enemies to punish them.
所以他说神默然爱你，神要因为百姓领受到神的训诲，回转之后，他们改变，然后神欢喜快乐。
God loves his people quietly, so he wants the people to return to him, and he will be joyful.
你就看到说这个神，他在这里所描述的就是一个很慈爱的父亲一样。
And we can see that the God described here is like a loving father.
这个默然的爱，就是要用内心去体会的。
This quiet love must be felt from the heart.
所以先知他在讲出这个百姓的错误的时候，他现在提到了神这种另外一种爱。
When the prophet spoke to the people, he mentioned another type of love.
要让他们了解神真的是要目的是要拯救他们。
So they can understand that the purpose of God is actually to save them.
我们看希伯来书十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
十二章。
12.
十二章，我们请看第九节就好。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 9.
九节，再者，我们曾有生身的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？
9. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live?
第十节说，生身的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
10. For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit that we may be partakers of his holiness.
十一节，凡管教的事，当时不结的快乐，反结的愁苦，后来却为那经验过的人结出 平安的果子就是义。
11. Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields a peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it.
这里就看到这个神的爱。
Here we see God's love.
他的管教其实是要让他们在神的圣洁上有份，要他的国度真的成为圣洁的国度。
His discipline is for his people to have a part in his holy kingdom.
所以西班牙书他在责备，他也在说明神的这种爱，默然的爱。
So Zephaniah rebukes, but also describes the quiet love of God.
我们看到神很公义又很慈爱。
God is very righteous yet very merciful.
那我们在看西班牙书的时候，现在看到这样一个人是神所隐藏的。我们怎么样成为被神所宝贵，也来被神隐藏的人呢？
And seeing that Zephaniah is one who is hidden and treasured by God, how can we also become people who are treasured by God?
我们现在看回来西班牙书第二章。
Let's turn back to Zephaniah chapter 2.
西班牙书第二章。
Zephaniah chapter 2.
第二章，看第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
不知羞耻的国民啊，你们应当记举，趁命令没有发出，日子过去如风前的糠，主的烈怒未临到你们，他发怒的日子未到已先，你们应当聚集前来。
Verse 1. Gather yourselves together, yes, gather together, O undesirable nation. 2. For the decree is issued, or the day passes like chaff.Before the Lord's fierce anger comes upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger comes upon you.
第三节，世上遵守主典章的谦卑人啊，你们都当寻求神，当寻求公义谦卑，或者在主发怒的日子可以隐藏起来。
3. Seek the Lord, all you meek of the earth, who have upheld his justice. Seek righteousness, seek humility. May it be that you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger.
从这三节里面，我们就看到这一卷书的主题重点。
Here we see in these three verses the main message.
如果是以一节来概括这本书，它的最重要一节圣经就是第三节，二章三节。
If we can summarize the whole book with one verse, it would be chapter 2, verse 3.
它就是要我们真的能够在神面前成为一个谦卑人。
It tells us how we can become truly meek before God.
我们应当要真的寻求回转，寻求神。
We must turn back and seek Him.
寻求神的公义与谦卑。
We seek His righteousness and His mercy.
那这样子，在那个大日神发怒的日子临到的时候，我们就可以被隐藏起来了。
So that in the coming of the day of the Lord's anger, we will be hidden.
那当我们被隐藏起来的时候，其实就表示我们在神面前是被神所宝贵。神所钟爱的人。
When we are hidden, it means that we are those who are valued and treasured by God.
那在那个很可怕的日子来临的时候，其实就是我们欢呼喜乐的日子。
So that in the day that is frightful, we will rejoice.
第一章一直在讲那个神的日子临到，要来到，来到了。
Verse 1 says, chapter 1 says, the day of the Lord is coming.
你看第一章14节。
Let's turn to chapter 1, verse 14.
从14节到16节一直在讲那个日子是什么日子。
From 14 to 16, it keeps mentioning a day.
神的大日临近，临近而且甚快，乃是神的日子的风声，勇士必痛痛的哭嚎。
14. The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hastens quickly. The noise of the day of the Lord is bitter. There the mighty men shall cry out.
你看那个神的大日临近，临近啊，一再强调临近了，到了，很近了。
The great day of the Lord is near. It is coming quickly.
那个日子让勇士都会痛痛哭嚎。
And in that day, even mighty men will cry out.
你再多有力都没有用了。
No matter how mighty you are, it is no use.
第十五节。
15.
那日是愤怒的日子，极难困苦的日子，荒废凄凉的日子，黑暗幽冥，密云乌黑的日子。
15. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of devastation and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness.
16节说是吹角呐喊的日子。
16. A day of trumpet and alarm.
17节，我要使灾祸临到人的身上。
17, I will bring distress upon men.
是因为他们得罪了我。
Because they have sinned against me.
那一日第十八节说是神发怒的日子。
And in verse 18 it says that day shall be of the Lord's wrath.
那神发怒的日子，再有多少金银就不能够救人。
No matter how much silver or gold one has, it will not be able to save them.
神的愤怒第十八节说，像火必烧灭全地了，毁灭这地的一切居民，大大的毁灭。
Because the whole land will be devoured by the fire of his jealousy.
你就看到那个日子一直在强调来了，来了。
And it keeps emphasizing that this day is near.
那这个日子，就当时候百姓来说，哇，就是住在犹大地，在耶路撒冷这一群人呢。
And what do these people of Jerusalem think?
但其实，如果你从希伯来书第一章的第二节，你就看到这个不是只有对当时候的犹大选民说而已。
But if we look at chapter 1, verse 2, we will see that these messages are not only for the people of Judah.
第二节说，神说，我必从地上除灭万类。
Verse 2 says, I will utterly consume everything from the face of the land.
第三节。
3.
我必除灭人和牲畜，空中的鸟，海里的鱼，以及绊脚石和恶人，我必将人从地上剪除。这是神说的。
Verse 3. I will consume man and beast. I will consume the birds of the heaven, the fish of the sea, and the stumbling blocks along with the wicked. I will cut off man from the face of the land, says the Lord.
你就看到啊，第二节跟第三节就讲的，把地上神曾经所创造的这个美丽的这个世界啊，他说全部都把它剪除了。
Verse 2.
把它扫干净了，这样子。
Verse 2 and 3 says that God will utterly destroy everything beautiful that he has created on the land.
这个是非常可怕的一个情景。
And how frightful is this?
如果我们对照创世纪第一章，在讲到神创造的时候，哇，神造空中的鸟，地上的走兽，海中的鱼，所有的一切都是非常美好。
When we compare this with Genesis, when God created the birds of the air and fish of the sea and beasts of the land, He saw that everything was good.
准备了这么好的环境之后，最后把人放进来。
And He prepared such a wonderful environment, and then He put man into it.
让人来享受神的创造。
So that man can enjoy the creation of God.
然后神就休息了。
Then God rested.
但是在希伯来书看到的是，神现在要把地上他所创的这一切都把它除灭，包括所有的人。
Yet in Zephaniah, we see that God will destroy everything, including man.
啊，为什么
？Why?
因为第十七节呢，你说因为这里面的人得罪了我。
Because in verse 17 it says that these people have sinned against the Lord.
人的罪让所有的这些神创造的美丽的世界都跟着遭殃了。
And the sin of man drags down everything that the Lord has created.
所以人所犯的罪让所有这一切。跟着被毁灭。
The sin of man causes everything created to be destroyed along with them.
所以当这个神发怒的日子来到的时候，就是神审判的大日。
When the day of the Lord's wrath comes, it will be the day of judgment.
我们要怎么样才能够逃脱呢？
How can we escape?
谁能够逃避这个神发怒的日子呢？
Who can flee away from the Lord's wrath?
第三节。
Verse 3.
遵守神典章的谦卑人。
And it tells us that those who are up, who seek righteousness and uphold humility.
所谓的谦卑，不是在人面前的礼貌。
And meekness is not only respect or politeness before men.
今天很多时候，我们人跟人相处很强调要有礼貌。
When we interact with others, we might emphasize politeness.
但是这个礼貌是表面的。
But this is superficial.
有时候内心里面是骂得要命，气得半死，但是在那个外表上就显得哦彬彬有礼，非常的有修养。
And sometimes we secretly hold grudges in our heart and rebuke them in our hearts.
但是
out on outward we still are very polite.
但是那个不是真正的谦卑。
This is not true humility.
我们今天如果真的谦卑的人，我们一定会回到神的律法里面去，神的话里面去谨守遵行。
If we are truly meek and humble, we'll return to the law of God and follow it.
我们会反过来检讨我们自己。哎，我真的都没有错误吗？我有没有要修改的地方？
We will reflect on ourselves to see if we need to change.
我们每个人如果都能够回头回到神的话语里面去寻求神，寻求神告诉我们的法则。
If every one of us can turn back into the law and seek the law.
我们愿意寻求神的公义，神的谦卑。
If we are willing to seek His righteousness and humility.
那我们才是真的谦卑人。
Then only then we are we truly humble people.
才有可能在神发怒日子被隐藏。
And that is the only way we will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger.
我们在神面前才能够真的啊，在那个大日来临的时候啊，因着神的拯救欢呼喜乐。
And only then can we be joyful in the day of the Lord's destruction.
我们今天我们的身份在神眼中，我们是圣民，又美又善的。
Before God, we have the status of those of that of holy people.
如果我们是神的美善的圣民呢，是真的谦卑又公义的。
If we are holy people of God, if we are truly one that seeks righteousness and humility,
那神要把我们从很多的祸患当中救出来。
Then God will save us from many troubles.
我们看诗篇二十七篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 27.
诗篇二十七篇。
Psalms 27.
第五节。
Psalms 27 verse 5.
诗篇二十七篇第五节。
27 verse 5.
因为我遭遇患难，他必暗暗地保守我，在他亭子里把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处。将我高举在磐石上。
Verse 5. For in a time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me.
这里特别提到说，在患难的日子啊，神要暗暗的保守。
Here mentions especially that in the days of troubles, God will quietly hide us.
那要把我们藏在他帐幕的隐秘处啊。
He will hide us in the secret place of his tabernacle.
那表示说，在神的圣殿、神临在的居所里面，我们是啊，是神所宝贵的。
That is to say that in the holy place of God, we are considered precious.
将我高举在磐石上。
He will raise us high on rock.
所以神就是我们的保护。
So God is our protection.
神会像那个老鹰啊，把他的子民。把它遮蔽在他的翅膀底下。
God will hide us under his wing like an eagle.
好，所以我们今天如果能够成为神所隐藏的人呢
？If we are people who are hidden by God,
我们其实真的就是啊蒙福的人。
Then we are actually very blessed.
在末日患难临到的时候，我们就可以放心，我们不用惊慌，不用害怕。
In the day of in the judgment day, we do not need to worry or be anxious.
那我们，你看，我们今天要成为神隐藏的人。从另外一个角度看呢，神如果把我们隐藏，表示有时候要我们等候神的时候，神把它放在一个地方嘛，把它藏起来嘛。
From another perspective, one who is hidden by God is one who is waiting for God.
所以我们如果是被神隐藏的时候啊，其实我们就要等候神，等候神的时候来到。
When we are hidden by God, we are waiting for His time.
所以我们如果在这个被神隐藏的时候，不要急着争着出头，我要做什么，我要做什么，不必要。
So when we are hidden by God, we do not need to want to initiate so many things.
我们其实在等候神，就是在了解神的旨意，在思想神要我们走的方向。
Because when we are waiting for God's timing, we are thinking about His will and His direction.
你看神他在每一个时期里面都预备他的工人啊。
Because in every time period, He prepares His workers.
你看神在百姓在埃及受苦的时候，神就已经去默默的去准备了摩西在旷野四十年了。
When the Israelites were suffering in the land of Egypt, God silently prepared Moses in the desert.
等到时候到的时候，就把摩西叫出来了。
When the time came up, He called Moses.
然后就把百姓带离了埃及为奴之地了。
And he left. He allowed Moses to lead the people out of the land of slavery.
你看，在我们接下去从五月开始要读《列王记上下》。
And from May, we'll begin reading First and Second Kings. 啊，
那在这个读这个列王的历史里面，我们一定会读到以利亚跟以利沙先知的故事。
When we are reading the history of 1 and 2 Kings, we will read about Elijah and Elisha.
那这个以利亚的先知的故事，在那个当时代以色列国最黑暗的时候，那个亚哈当王的时代。
And Elisha was the prophet during the a time of darkness, the reign of Ahab.
照理说，神应该赶快用以利亚出来改变百姓的信仰啊。
And logically, God should have brought Elijah to turn back the faith of the people.
但是神没有，神就把以利亚啊，拿去放在基利西旁边，叫他去在那边喝水，然后吃乌鸦掉来的饼。
But God did not. He told Elisha to wait by the brook.
哦，所以神把他藏起来。
So God hid him.
等到时间到的时候，神才把他拿出来用。
When the time came up, he brought Elisha out.
哦，所以被神所藏起来的人，其实在这段时间里面，就是要发展跟神属灵的交通。
A person who is hidden is developing his communication with God.
所以我们现在说我们是神所隐藏、神所宝贵的人。
And since we are a people who is precious in the eyes of God,
那我们不是就坐在那边啊，看云啊，享受这个这个美好的天气的、啊。
We are not only just sitting there and
被神隐藏起来的时候，应该是要赶快跟神有这个灵交，跟神有这个非常美好的沟通。
We are not just doing nothing, but having a very important communication in the spirit with God.
要接受神的操练，等候神的时候。
To receive His training and wait for His timing.
让我们借这段被神隐藏的时间，让我们真的得到力量，能够明白神的旨意，最后能够完成神的工作。
So that after this waiting time, we'll have the power to complete the work that He wants us to do.
所以等候神的就重新得力。
Those who wait on the Lord shall receive strength.
看以赛亚书四十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
三十一节。
Verse
31. 那等候神的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
我们能够被神隐藏，我们一定如果懂得能够跟神等候神，跟神沟通，一定能够得到力量。
If we are hidden by God and we have knowledge to wait for His timing and communicate with Him in the Spirit, then we will receive strength.
我们在奔跑天国路，我们在面临最后的审判的时候，我们都坦然无惧。
And in the path towards the heavenly kingdom, and in the day of judgment, we will fear nothing.
我们一定可以欢呼喜的。
We will be joyful.
到最后，能够像西班牙先知最后所说的。
And then we can be like. As Zephaniah described.
最后看回来，西班牙书第三章。
Let's turn back to Zephaniah chapter 3.
西班牙书第三章。
Zephaniah chapter 3.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
那时，我必领你们进来，聚集你们。我使你们被掳之人归回的时候，就必使你们在地上的万民中有名声，得称赞。这是神说的。
20. At that time I will bring you back, even at the time I gather you, for I will give you fame and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I return your captives before your eyes, says the Lord.
这是最后我们会得到神的公义的奖赏。
In the end, we will receive a just reward.
我们一定能够进入神的国度，享受神的永生。
And we will be able to enter His holy kingdom and receive eternal life.
愿主耶稣带领我们。
May God guide us.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
521首
521